Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig tvärkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.
Hello, dear listeners, and welcome to show 278 of our podcast, Absolutely Intercultural. Our topic today is multicultural individuals. Have you ever asked yourself if you are multicultural? And if so, what makes you a multicultural individual? Is it because you were raised in a multicultural context? Or because you learned foreign languages and now you are multilingual? Perhaps you traveled around the world and visited 5, 10, or even 20 different countries? Or maybe you feel multicultural because you live in a multicultural city like Toronto or Berlin and have many international friends. Or maybe you are multicultural simply because you listen to every episode of Absolutely Intercultural. Multiculturalism seems to be very complex, and to be a multicultural individual can be quite challenging, but also quite fascinating. From our guests, we learn that for some individuals, the path to multiculturalism starts in early childhood, if you are exposed to different languages, traditions, and religions. Some people become multicultural when they are adults and decide to move abroad to start an international career. Is multiculturalism something that we learn and develop like any other skill? Or is it a gift or a feeling that some individuals can embrace and others cannot? Let's listen to a short preview of what we will hear from our guests today. In our first story, Absolutely Adaptable, we will listen to Esjona from Albania, who is currently living and working in Germany. Esjona shares with us that she feels like a chameleon that walks between the Albanian and the German cultures and changes her skin color according to her surroundings.
A multicultural person, it feels like I am a chameleon, so I change depending on the environment that I am. When I am in Germany, I behave like 100% German, and when I am in Albania, I am 100% Albanian. During Christmas time, I am 100% Christian, and during Eid, I am 100% Muslim. So it's literally.
In our second story, Absolutely Natural, we will hear from Agnes, who is half German and half Brazilian. She was born and raised in Germany, where she has lived for her whole life. Nevertheless, Agnes feels more than just German and has a deep connection with the Brazilian culture.
I don't feel like I'm 100% German, and I feel like I have different cultures inside me. For example, like I grew up here, I speak the language, I have the dialect of the region. But then when I compare myself to my friends who are like German, I feel different from them. But also it's a little bit like home, or if I meet someone from Brazil, I feel like, oh, this is home, I know this person.
In our last story, Absolutely Challenged, we will listen to Vitor from Brazil, who has recently come to Germany to pursue his international career. Vitor shares with us that on his path to multiculturalism, he had to deal with many challenges, such as homesickness.
One day I was very happy, another day I was very sad. And that was happening because I was missing home a lot. And when I was feeling that, I remember that I was just thinking like, okay, I need to go back home. I need to go back to my mom. I need to go back to my room. I need to go back to my stuff. And I realized that this is something that you don't overcome. This is something that you learn how to live with it.
Let us begin the show. In our first category, Absolutely Adaptable, Esjona explains to Natalia how she was raised in an Albanian Muslim context, but her family decided to send her to a Christian school. Esjona was told during Eid, a religious holiday in Islam that you celebrate at the end of Ramadan. Can you imagine how big of a surprise it was for teenage Esyona? Well, turns out it was also a great opportunity for her to develop her adaptability, a skill that is, according to our guest Esyona, the key to multiculturalism. Let's listen to her story of how she became as adaptable as a chameleon, in a cultural sense, of course.
Actually, it's a very funny story where it all started. I was celebrating Eid with my family, and my parents just told me, hey, we are thinking to send you to a Christian high school. And I know it sounds shocking, and it sounded also at that time, especially for my grandma.
Oh, really? So your Muslim family, yeah, that is celebrating the Muslim holiday Eid is offered you to go to Christian school.
Yeah, I went there for 3 years. So back at that time, for me, that was something new. Mm-hmm. So I think that I was actually developing some kind of adaptability skills, because there I had to take additional lessons about Christianity. I had to celebrate every kind of celebrations and that my classmates celebrated. So it was something new. Now when I think about it, the key that opened the door for me to become a multicultural person was that the fact that I developed my adaptability skills since I was a kid, and that helped me now. Mm-hmm. I mean, after 6 months of living in Germany, I said, okay, I'm gonna live here forever. Mm-hmm. Because I really love it here, and after 1 year and a half here, I feel like I am completely at home. But whenever I land my feet to Albania, I feel at home there too. So I think I have two places which I can call home now.
Okay, so you have two religions that feel right?
Yeah.
And you also have two homes that feel like home.
Yeah, and I mean, if I go and live somewhere else, I think that my adaptability skills will help me to have a third home there as well.
Really?
I imagine myself in India because of my neighbor Jainsi, which I had last semester, and I learned so much of the tradition, Indian traditions, and I think I can adapt there too as well.
Esyona, you were talking a lot about adaptability and that it helped you to learn more cultures and eventually become a multicultural person. What multiculturality means to you? What does make you be a multicultural person? What do you think?
To be a multicultural person, it feels like I am a chameleon. So I change depending on the environment that I am. When I am in Germany, I behave like 100% German. And when I am in Albania, I am 100% Albanian. During Christmas time, I am 100% Christian. And during Eid, I am 100% Muslim. So it's literally, to me, like I'm a chameleon and I can change my skin depending on what it is and where I am. When I came here to Germany, I would say that what helped me to become a multicultural person was the fact that I accepted it. I mean, I said to myself, you are in a new country, mm-hmm, and you have to behave like you are in a new country. You are not anymore in Albania. You have to learn the language. You have to enjoy the adaptability here. So mm-hmm, I think everything is actually related with the fact that I decided to adapt here. I mean, also the fact that I started to learn German, which helped me also to feel more at home than if I wouldn't know any German at all. It's all about the fact that I decided to actually be open to this change. I mean, to enjoy it.
What we can learn from Esyona is that it may be helpful to learn and experience the first new cultures at a young age, as she did. There is a sentence that surprised me a little in what she says. She says, I decided to adapt in Germany, which sounds as if she had full control over this cultural adaptation process. She explains how important it is to be open to the new environment, accept and embrace the differences, learn the native language, celebrate the local traditions, and above all, enjoy the change. Apparently, this way you can build your second home away from home. In our second category, absolutely natural, we are hearing from Agnes about her multicultural background, Brazilian, German, and Italian. Born, raised, and now living in Germany, Agnes still does not consider herself a German-German. Although German is her only native language and she has a deep theoretical and practical knowledge of the German culture, there's always been something multicultural inside Agnes' personality, and she believes it has something to do with her family and the way she was raised. And yet, her mom, who comes from Brazil, did not bring up Agnes with the Portuguese language or even much of the Brazilian culture. However, she did make sure that all her children, Agnes and her siblings, are open-minded multicultural individuals who are all eager to explore the world.
In my particular case, what makes me multicultural is that I don't feel like I'm 100% German, and I feel like I have different cultures inside me. Like, I do feel like I belong in Germany. For example, like, I grew up here, I speak the language, I have the dialect of the region. But then when I compare myself to my friends who are like German, I feel different from them. But also it's a little bit like home, or if I meet someone from Brazil, I feel like, oh, this is home, I know this person.
What do you think does it have to do with?
So my mom was born in Brazil, and my grandparents also, but they came from Germany and Italy. My mom didn't raise me to be like particularly Brazilian, because she is not. She's also like a mix of American, Brazilian, German, Italian, so she didn't teach me Portuguese. She rather let us grow up to be like super open-minded. Mm-hmm. And she always stressed that we should go outside of Germany, spend time in other countries, like we all spend time in the US as teenagers. And after high school, she really made sure that I leave Germany and I see other countries. So I went to Australia. Mm-hmm. So in that sense, she always made sure that we are like open-minded and see a lot of the world. And funny story is, like, almost all of my siblings are with a partner who is multicultural, so we are obviously drawn to those people.
Oh, really? Do you think, does it have something to do with the way you were raised?
Definitely, yes. It's just because you feel like those people understand you, because you feel like you don't 100% belong where you are. But then also in that other country, you don't 100% belong where you are. And so I think that's why my siblings are drawn to those people.
Your mother did not particularly teach you any Portuguese language, but I bet she still introduced you to the part of the Brazilian culture, right?
Yes, we sometimes made food from Brazil, like the main dish. We made, for example, rice and beans. That's still one of my favorites. And it's like one of those recipes where you don't know how it really is, because your mom's like, oh, you just put a little bit of this and a little bit of that, and then it's done. That we still make from time to time. And then every time we went to Brazil, or my grandparents came, they brought like the sweets from Brazil. So that part I got, like the food, then the drinks, of course. I love caipirinha and cachaça, and that I have in common with my grandpa, for example, drinking cachaça and caipirinhas. Yeah, so that part I got.
Do you think that though we do not speak the language, we can still find the way to reflect to the culture?
Yes, I think that's possible. Like, I don't think you have to speak a language perfectly to be multicultural. I think it's the way you feel. And like, I feel like I'm always drawn to people who are multicultural, like me.
What we can learn from Agnes is that multicultural individuals do not necessarily have to know a certain language to identify themselves with that culture. Sometimes multiculturalism comes naturally, and you can feel that you belong to more than one culture without a deep knowledge of it, without even being there geographically. And vice versa, our geography or language skills do not automatically make us multicultural. It is our open-mindedness that does. We also learn from Agnes' story that multicultural people seem to stick together because they can understand each other's struggles to belong. It sounds like multiculturalism is almost a culture in itself. In our last story, Absolutely Challenged, we will listen to Vitor. Multiculturalism did not come naturally to Vitor, and it was not something that he experienced or learned in his childhood. Vitor's first multicultural experience started with a challenge of homesickness for his home country of Brazil. Let us listen to how Vitor managed to step out of his comfort zone and start his international career in Germany.
Well, when I was living in Brazil, and I remember when I was preparing myself to come to Germany for the first time, I was thinking something like, okay, yeah, I'm going to spend 4 months in Germany, and then after that, I'm going back home, and I'm never going to be abroad again, or at least I'm never going to live abroad again. And yeah, that was the idea at the beginning, until I come here. And so when I come here, I felt something that I thought that I would not feel it. There is something called homesickness. I'm pretty sure that many people who already live abroad, they already feel it. I felt it very strong, very hard when I was living here for the first time, because I was not really prepared for it. So there was a moment that I was having several ups and downs, because when it comes to feelings, you know, like one day I was very happy, another day I was very sad, and that was happening because I was missing home a lot. And when I was feeling that, I remember that I was just thinking like, okay, I need to go back home, I need to go back to my mom, I need to go back to my room, I need to go back to my stuff, and yeah. And I realized that this is something that you don't overcome. This is something that you learn how to live with. I believe that everybody in the world, we all live in a bubble, and it's very hard sometimes to get out of the bubble. When I was living abroad, I believe that I could be able to break a little bit of that. And yeah, I really hope I can keep doing that.
That's great. What do you think? Are we rather born with this characteristic of being multicultural, or is it a skill that we learn to reach this point to be a truly multicultural individual?
So, well, for me, I believe that I had to learn. I had to learn how to live in a different environment, in a different country, in a different position in life. So, yeah, I had to learn everything. I believe that dealing with the homesickness was, I learned a lot from it. Because I could learn how to grow and how to become more independent. It was such a meaningful experience. And during this, I realized that I had to go abroad again and I had to explore more of the world, because the world is like a book. And when you don't go abroad, you only read one page. And yeah, I believe that for me, I had to learn.
I think we can learn from Vitor that multiculturalism does not always come easy, but it can be learned through dealing with homesickness, going through life independently, and embracing ambiguity. On our way to become a multicultural individual, you will often have to leave your comfort zone, or your bubble, as Vitor calls it. But be careful, because once you break through this bubble, the experience can get addictive, and you might never want to stop exploring yourself and the world around you. And I know what I'm talking about. What about you? Do you think it is worth going through all this trouble to become multicultural? Or do you think we should spend our energy getting to know our own culture better? Feel free to share your unique story with us. Write a comment or mail us. We could do a follow-up interview with you in one of our next shows. On our webpage, absolutely-intercultural.com. You can get more information about this show and previous episodes. And you can leave comments. And if you enjoyed the show, please like us on Facebook too. By the way, did you know we are also on iTunes or Apple Podcasts? You can subscribe to us there for free and give us a rating and a comment. Our next show will be coming to you on the 7th of October. Until then, make up your mind about multiculturalism and bleiben Sie absolut interkulturell.
Absolutely intercultural.
Fullständig interkulturell.
Absolut interkulturell.
Absolutamente intercultural.
Absolutely intercultural.